like firstly to thank the pastors for allowing me to come onto their stage here and to preach to you. I thank them. And this morning I come in the name of Jesus. I'm going to take you on a trip from darkness into lightness. See, as a young boy, I grew up in an orphanage. We were very poor. My mother didn't have enough food to feed me and my one sister. So she put us into a Roman Catholic orphanage. And so I hated my mother for that. After that, I came out there and I went to school and I went to reformatory. Because I was a very naughty boy. Then after that, I came out of reformatory. And I came into the world. I had no family, so I started with a motorbike gang. Now I became a Sanyova.
What?
A Sanyova. Because I had nothing better. I didn't know any better. At the time I wasn't serving God, I was serving the devil. I was drinking, smoking dacha. Taking drugs. And being just a bad man. Then I shot a man. And I went to Kroonstad prison. After 3 years, I came out of prison. And I had no joy in my heart. Only sadness. Because as I grew up as a young man, I never knew what was love. I only knew sadness. So what I did is, the one day I went to the Angus Buchan's Mighty Men. And I went there in 2007. I went there because I didn't know. I wanted to see what's going on there. And my cousin was a pastor. And I never saw him for 20 years. He got my phone number from my sister. So my cousin phoned me. And he said, "Do you want to go to this Angus Buchan's Mighty Man?" So I said, "Yes, let me go see what is going on." When I got there, I was amazed. There was 200,000 men.
200,000. But not 2,000, 200,000 people.
Were they children? Their sons. Why? Because the sons will follow us, gentlemen, as priests of our homes. So now I'm at Angus Buchan, man. I'm standing there with this huge crowd of people. I thought it was a party, so I had some whiskey here and I had some dacha in my pocket. So I tell my cousin, "Now I want to go in the back to the toilet there by the mills." So I took the dacha and I made a salt. And then I smoked it. But it became very bitter in my mouth. So I take the whiskey. And I put it in my mouth and I start to drink it. And that was more bitter than the dacha. So I threw it away. So I throw it away in the middle. So I hope Angus never find it. So anyway, I went back up in the front. And they did an altar call. And they asked, who wants to give their lives to Jesus? Now I was big ducktail and I looked there. I was a bad man and I said, I don't want to do this. Now my cousin, the pastor, he looks at me. And he goes like this. So I go up to the front and we do the altar call, Romans 10 verse 9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God the Father raised him on the third day, therefore we are saved. Amen. Amen. By the grace of God. I received the Lord. Now the pastor asked, Pastor Edis Bakum asked, who would like the Holy Spirit in his life?
Yeah.
I didn't know the Holy Spirit, I only knew the bottle of Spirit.
My
cousin says, go get the Holy Spirit. Now I stand in front. And Pastor Angus Bakum prays over us that the Holy Spirit will enter our hearts. And I fall down. I don't know why. When I stand up, I'm a changed man. When I get up, my wife looked at me. She said, you are a changed man.
Amen.
I tell her, I don't understand this. I go in the cupboard, I take all the liquor. All into the drain. All the dacha. All the cocaine. All in the toilet. Praise the Lord, I've been serving the Lord. Not a drop of liquor has touched my lips since that day, or dacha or anything. Only Jesus has touched my lips. So people mustn't think you're so bad that God cannot change your life. God takes a broken cup with cracks in it. And he starts to make it new again. And he gives you another chance in your life. To serve him. Because he knows how many years on your head from the day you were in your mother's womb. He's got purpose for each and every one of us sitting here. We are not here by chance today. We are here through the Holy Spirit that's put us all here. And we thank Jesus for it. Anything you ask in His name, He will give to you. Simple. Believe, receive.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, I want to ask you all a question today. Especially the fathers.
Yes.
Are you looking after your children?
Yes.
Are you guiding them? My friend, Jesus loves you. If no one loves you, Jesus loves you. If your husband don't love you, or your brother or your sister don't love you, Jesus loves you. Thank you very much for
loving
me. I want to thank the Lord. Bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Today we have an evangelist who happened to come here in front of me. You come here. I want him to introduce himself. First, he's with Jesus, but not just Jesus. He also has his helper, who happened to be his wife. He will tell you.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Pastor David. Thank you, congregation. It's a blessing to be here. Let me just say, you are all special. You are. And I would just like to thank my brother Ray. I hope you listen to what
you're
saying. Because these are real problems. This is real. These things happen all around us. And friends, if God changed his life, and if God changed my life, and if God changed your life, he can touch and change the lives of every single person walking outside in
Zanzibar.
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
No!
Nothing is impossible for God. And if you are ready to report as soldiers for the living God, he can take you and he can use you as a catalyst for change. God can start a revival in
Zandspruit.
Are we praying for a revival in Zandspruit? Do you believe this is possible today? Do you want to see the fathers leave the alcohol? Do you
want to
see the gambling stop? Do you
want
to see the drugs go and run away? Do you
want
to see right households where the father and the mother and the children pray together? They read the Bible together and they serve the Lord together. We all want to see that. We want to see our whole nation turn to Christ. We want to see family units that are not being divorced, but are staying together, living together, married, and praising the Lord together. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. Don't look outside for the change. God can use you. I want to see. If you want to be used by God, I want you to raise your hand for me right now. If you want to be used by God, come on, just keep up there. So you're saying, here I am, Lord, use me. Because God is saying, whom shall I send? This is not just an empty moment. You're reporting for duty. The change is starting with you. And we are expecting a great harvest.
Hallelujah.
You can raise your hand. You can lower your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Friends, you know what? We need to set the example. We shouldn't believe one thing on a Sunday, and then on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the whole week, we just do whatever the world does. God did not call us to be lukewarm. He called us to be on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Friends, don't ask yourself this question. How much like the world can I be and still be okay with the Lord? Don't do that. Rather say to yourself, what can I do to be more like Jesus? We need to live according to God's word. Because when the people that are walking outside, when they see the joy of the Lord in your life, they will be attracted to it. Because it is something that they cannot find in the alcohol. It is something they cannot find in pornography. It is something that they cannot find in
drugs.
It is something they cannot find in sex.
Amen.
Think about this for a moment. When you are walking according to the ways of the Lord, you are a light in your community. The Bible says, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. And let me ask you this question. Around us, we are facing darkness wherever we go. If you go into a room, a very, very dark room, and you make very sure that no light gets in, you put sellotape around the holes in the roof,
and
the last piece of chappie in your mouth you put there by the keyhole of the door. So you make sure no light comes into that room. It is completely dark. What do you need to be able to see? The smallest light is too powerful for the darkness to consume. And so despite what we are seeing outside, if we take the stand for Christ and we set the example for our children, and we pray together, and we go and share our faith together, we can stand before this mountain and we can say, be thy removed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. These issues have stolen so much from all of us. We have all been victims of crime. We have all been hurt. We have all gone through deep water. We have all faced many trials and many tests. Don't let those tests destroy you. But like my dear friend Ray, let those tests become your testimony. Yes, friends. Nothing is impossible with God. Let me tell you a quick story. I just want to tell you a story. I really feel I want to tell you this. I'm going to just paraphrase what happened on the cross. And I want you to think about what I'm saying today. Because I'm going to be putting scripture into the form of a story. Now, you all know that Jesus was born to die for our sins. Now I want to fast forward to the moment just before Jesus was crucified. After he had finished praying for everyone, the devil thought, now I have you. The Roman soldiers came and they took Jesus. And the devil thought he had him now. When Jesus was standing there in front of Pontius Pilate, the fear that was in the eyes of the devil was he was shaking. Because he thought he had Jesus. Now let me tell you something. Satan hates. He hates. He has no love in him. So when he saw Jesus standing there, he was filled with hatred for him. And then when they pronounced judgment over Jesus, the devil was thinking, man, I have him now. When the Roman soldiers took him and they whipped him, the devil and his demons, they thought they had him. They thought, now Jesus, we're going to show you. But Jesus was just thinking about you and me. Every time he was hit on the back, he was thinking about you and he was thinking about me. Every strike he endured for us. And the devil with that fake smile on his face thought that now he was going to defeat Jesus. And then they took Jesus. And they took him to the cross. And they nailed him to that cross. They took the nails and they hit it through his hands and through his feet. And the devil was standing there, and his demons was all around there looking at Jesus. And they were just going on and cursing him. They were swearing at Jesus. They were cursing the people. Profanity and foul language. And Jesus endured that. We were thinking when those nails were piercing his skin, he was thinking of us. When the pain shot through his body, he was thinking of you and me. When he saw those demons cursing him, he was enduring that for you and me. And so when they nailed him to the cross, and he looked up to the Lord, and And he felt that loneliness. When he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. And he breathed his last breath.
He
was thinking about you and me. His blood-stained body hanging on that cross. With the nails having gone through his hands, nailing him to that cross. He had given his life for you and me. And here it starts getting pretty exciting. Because now Jesus went down into the grave. And the devil, he was calling death, saying, death, where is Jesus? Is he still there? And death told Satan, yes. Yes, he's still here. We got him. He's still here. And then Satan was, oh yes. Oh yes, we got Jesus. He's down here. The second day, Satan called death again. Is Jesus still there? Yes, he's still here. And the devil goes, whoa. And he is just cursing and cursing God. And cursing man. And the third day, Satan got a call. And it was dead on the other side of the line. Saying, Satan, you better come running. Something is happening. Something is happening. Come quick. I don't know what to do. It's Jesus. Something is happening. And the fear overcame the devil and the demons. And the great earthquake shook Hades. And Jesus stood up and he walked up to the devil and he took the keys of death and condemnation and he took it out of his hand and he took it and said, now it is finished. And he took captivity captive and he marched them out of hell. That's my Jesus. That's my King. Friends, there is an amazing piece of scripture that I want to read to you. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Bible says, but this is now God the Father speaking to Jesus. He speaks to him and he calls him God. So friends, this Jesus that died for us and rose again for us is not just a good man. He is the Son of God. He himself is God. And I want to read the scripture to you. God the Father, he says to Jesus, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. He's more than just a good man. He was the lamb that was slain for our sins. Now he roars as the lion.
Amen.
That
the King of Kings.
Yes.
Lord of Lords.
That's my Jesus. Now, if you believe that today, if you believe that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will you submit to His rulership in your life?
Hallelujah.
We receive Christ as Savior. We have to serve Him as Lord.
Amen.
My friends, you've been seated here today and you've listened to me speak. Your heart is burning. Your hearts are burning. Because the Holy Spirit is taking hold of your heart. Friend, if you're sitting here today, you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I want you to just raise your hand. If you've never done this, and you would like to do this, please raise your hand, don't be shy. This is a holy moment. Raise your hands. Yes, I see those hands. I see those hands. Thank you. I see those hands. Hands going up everywhere. Okay. Now listen to me. This today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Now,
Jesus did not say He's going to come to renovate your life. He came to liberate your life. Yes. The Bible says He makes all things new. So whether you were involved in drugs, whether you were involved in pornography, whether you were involved in any sexual sins, no matter how bad the thing was that you did, God can change your life around. Because He is God. And because He makes all things. Now, those of you, you've got your hands in the air, come, please come to the front. Please stand for me, please come to the front. Everybody, you raise your hand, come on. Come on, this is a brand new day for you. Let's give the Lord a praise. Every single person, don't get this past you. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today, come to the front. Please make space, people. Make space for her. Let you can come through there. To rededicate your life to Christ. If you
You stood here, you heard Ray's testimony, you heard my message, and you feel that God is laying it on your heart to come to the front and to make a rededication of your life to Jesus. Okay, friends. Now, make your way to the front. This is a holy moment. Thank you. Thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The more people coming, yes, there's more people coming. We'll give you the time. This is a holy moment. Right? Let's sing some more.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.